40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Title 42, a Trump-era policy prohibiting entry into the U.S. due to the pandemic, will expire at midnight. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on what happens next.
If anyone arrives at our southern border after midnight tonight, they will be presumed ineligible for asylum and subject to steeper consequences for unlawful entry, including a minimum 5-year ban on reentry and potential criminal prosecution.
How is this playing out among migrants desperate to get into the U.S.?
I would say maybe about half of the people here know what Title 42 is. The others don't. What they do know is that they fear for their lives and they're risking everything to come to the United States because they cannot be in their home country.
Aid worker Pedro Rios is handing out food to migrants at the southern border. A new round of seatbelt crash tests gauges how your car might fare if it's involved in an accident.
Crash tests from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety showing dummies submarining under seatbelts and high forces on heads, necks, and chests. Institute President David Harkey.
We think it has more to do with how rear seat belt technology is implemented and how that rear seat is designed.
The Toyota Corolla and Honda Civic were rated adequate, with a Nissan Sentra, Subaru Crosstrek, and Kia Forte rated poor. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Joran Vandersloot, a suspect in the 2005 death of American student Natalie Holloway in Aruba, may soon be extradited to the U.S.
Vandersloot is only expected to be in the U.S. for his trial, then head back to Peru to finish the rest of his sentence. His attorney overnight said he will fight the extradition charges. And in a statement to the Associated Press last night, Holloway's mother, Beth, said Natalie would be 36 years old now. It has been a very long and painful journey. We are finally getting justice for Natalie.
CBS's Christina Ruffini. Vandersloot is a Dutch citizen serving time in Peru in a separate murder. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning of economic consequences if Congress fails to raise the debt limit before the June 1st deadline.
We're already seeing spikes in interest rates for debt due around the date that the debt limit may bind. And there is no good reason to generate a crisis of our own making.
Yellen was speaking to her counterparts before the G7 conference in Japan. Russian drone attacks have been on the rise, but Ukraine's president says now is not the time to launch a full-scale counterattack.
Those attacks have only intensified in recent days ahead of a Ukrainian counteroffensive. President Zelensky is urging patience, saying we'd lose a lot of people if we launch it too soon.
CBS's Charlie Daggett. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition, because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mantmayer. Here's what you need to know. Propane stored in a garage may have sparked the Tuesday night explosion at a condo complex on Madison's west side. The Madison Fire Department says the building that exploded had 8 units. A neighboring 8-unit building was also damaged, leaving 21 people without a place to live. 4 people were hurt. The investigation continues. 39-year-old Kevin McDowell of Madison will spend 20 years behind bars, another 15 with additional supervision after being convicted of a 2017 sexual assault. He was convicted in January. If you want to watch Friday night's matchup between the Brewers and the Royals at AmFam Field, you have to subscribe to Apple Plus TV. Or you can listen to our flagship Brewers station, Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM and 1100 AM, or WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. I'm Jane Mantner. This is Civic Media News.
Tens of thousands of Wisconsinites live with a debilitating chronic disease called lupus. Build awareness and raise funds by challenging your friends and family to register today for the 21st annual Walk to End Lupus, Now Milwaukee. The walk will take place on the morning of May 13th at beautiful Hoyt Park in Wauwatosa. Adult registration is just $30 and children under 15 are $20. Prices will increase after May 10th, so make sure you sign up now. To pre-register, go to lupuswi.org or call 414-443-6400.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC it back together. We'll fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCitBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain. Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. Here in Madison, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side. For Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, WMDX, 1580 AM, and around the state on a local civic media radio station near you. And I am joined on a Thursday afternoon by Todd Alba, host of The Todd Alba Show. How we doing, Todd?
Any time I get to spend with you is absolutely fantastic.
We're having a terrific week this week. We're spending some time together. I joined you on Tuesday, you joined me on Monday, now you're joining me today again, and I'm going to be behind the wheel for your show tomorrow.
I'm not behind the wheel. You're going to be co-hosting the big show tomorrow morning, 8 until 11. Cannot wait. But I warn you, my friends will tell you that, you know, Todd comes in, he's good in small doses. You don't want to get too much.
Fair enough. Well, we're testing that theory out this week. That's for sure. But appreciate you joining me for this edition of Tangents.
A pleasure.
Our big guy, he's getting so much done, but still, his voice on the mend. So no radio appearance for him this week, probably.
Well, apologies. Mine is not the best. I'm suffering, not COVID or anything, thank God. It's allergy season. Yeah. And so I got the Mucinex going and some Claritin.
Have you always had really bad allergies?
I've always had allergies. They've gotten worse as I've gotten older.
Interesting. Yeah. See, I'll have to pull up the specific study, but because of the climate change that we're experiencing,
yes.
Allergy season has gotten different for different people. I used to have miserable allergies growing up. I'm going to knock on wood. No longer really affected by seasonal allergies.
I
don't know how. Wow. I've fallen kind of into that, but people that had never had allergies before in their life are now having worse allergies, and sometimes you do have bad allergies and go to worse as well. Very interesting to hear that you've always had them, and they're just acting up like this now.
As a kid, it was like goldenrod in the fall. And now it's pretty much spring, summer, fall, anything but winter.
My family, big campers. We would do a lot of camping all across the state of Wisconsin, and I would be just a stuffed up mess and miserable. And my parents would be like feeding me Claritin or whatever just to try to help me be able to enjoy the camping experience. Yeah. And all throughout Scouts, it would be if I forgot the Claritin or the Zyrtec or whatever, it would be, oh gosh, Luke's going to be just out of commission for this camping trip. And so I don't know if I just paid my dues throughout all those years in the woods, but we got a story about an 8-year-old praying that he would not be in the woods. Maybe we'll get to that and talk about that tangent a little bit later. Glad to have you on the show with me this Thursday afternoon. Folks, you can join Todd and I with your tangents, 844-967-967. 2789. You can call or text on this Thursday afternoon. We're going to be giving away some Brewers tickets coming up at 2:30. Going to have a trivia question for you, so stay tuned. We'll ask that question at 2:30. The first caller with the correct answer will win a four-pack to tomorrow night's Ooh. Friday night game. Brewers got the day off today.
Thank goodness.
But they're, yeah, it's been a rough 2 weeks for the crew, that's for sure. But we're going to be giving away four tickets to tomorrow night's game. They're going to be hosting the Kansas City Royals in town for Mother's Day weekend. And you can win. You can also listen to the Brewers. If you're not a fortunate winner, you can listen to the Brewers here across the Civic Media Network on WISS Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM. Our friends in the Fox Valley, you can listen to that almost to the sunny...
Sun Prairie to Shawano.
Yeah,
it's everywhere in between.
That 1100 signal, it's terrific. You can listen to the Brewers all summer long on Civic Media, Oshkosh Air Support. You can also listen on WRCE News from the center in your neck of the woods.
And my original station back there, the RC, the Driftless Area Southwest, they've been a Brewers station since, I believe, since the Brewers started back in the early 70s.
And we got a question from pretty early on in those Brewers. So that trivia question from early Brewers history. Again, you're going to want to stay tuned for 2:30. But Todd, we've got an update on the DEI, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion conversation here in Wisconsin, because we've seen stories of a student at UW-Madison using the N-word in a viral video. We've also got stories of educators in the Wausau area not being reprimanded for racist and other derogatory slurs that were accused of that educator in the classroom using against a student. And so you'd think diversity and equity and inclusion, that kind of training, that kind of mindset, that would be a good approach.
You'd think.
But Republican lawmakers here in Wisconsin, specifically Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in particular, has got it out for DEI training and wants the University of Wisconsin system to remove aspects of DEI offices on their college campuses in order to be maybe eligible for more funding for the UW system. Not really given specifics. It's kind of like, you better do this or else kind of mindset. And the University of Wisconsin system, Todd, taking action, it seems like, on this one, at least for hiring applications, removing the DEI, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion statement off of UW system applications to come and work for the state's largest employer. Your thoughts on Jay Rothman in the University of Wisconsin system making this move and announcing it today?
Oh, one of my favorite people, Jay Rothman, president of the UW system. And we won't go down that tangent today, but of course, he was the one that made the decision back last fall during the Thanksgiving weekend to close UW-Richland without explanation and without going, explaining himself. So that's a story for another day. But now he strikes again. And people should remember Jay Rothman, his last job was the head of Foley & Lardner, one of the largest, more conservative law firms in America, based in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and big offices here in Madison as well. He is now the head of the UW system, the president of the system. And to get rid of this, I just find confusing. I find it disappointing. And it's probably, in my personal opinion, having been a former Republican and working in the Capitol, probably trying to get a half a loaf and acquiescing a little bit to Robin Voss, the Republican, saying, look, we're not going to get rid of this entire department, but we'll take this statement off of the application process.
Yeah.
Which I find disappointing. I've applied for a couple of jobs at the UW system.
I used to work for, while I was on campus, the UW Division of Housing and Dining and University Housing, Dining, and Culinary Services. There we go.
There you go.
It's a mouthful, but DAX for short. I worked in the UW system for as a student employee all 4 years of college. And so the fact that if you think that this is, like, that's the baffling part to me, Todd, is like this is the target. This is the, if you get rid of that statement, you know, then we'll be free to say whatever we want with no consequences again. It's baffling. And this is the quote from UW system president Jay Rothman. We have come to the medium on all of these issues. It's not an either or. It's not you're for DEI or against DEI. It's a question of what steps can we take to ensure things are as inclusive as possible. So you think a simple commitment on the hiring application that you are committing yourself to diversity, equity, and inclusion, that would be a pretty pretty significant step to be able to take towards inclusive as possible. But not, so this is just a weird quote. And Robin Voss isn't even satisfied. That's the strange part in this story as well, because, yes, Jay Rothman may be trying to appease the Assembly Speaker in this process and make it look like he's signaling some change, removing these DEI questions off of the applications for a position with the University of Wisconsin system. But this is the quote from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. "It's a small step forward, but a lot more needs to be done to address the blatant discrimination and indoctrination that has become systemic on UW campuses."
It's a big word now, indoctrination.
It just feels like Robin Voss was like, how many buzzwords can I put into this statement saying, no, do more? Because he just wants to see DEI statements be removed from the University of Wisconsin system altogether. He wants these offices eliminated from campuses. And so, yeah, I'm not shocked that Robin Voss is like, no, you're going to have to do more. But it's interesting to see the approach of Jay Rothman, as you pointed out, former attorney, not spending his career in higher education like some of the other applicants for UW system president that were overlooked, in my opinion, for that role, may have brought to the table. But Jay Rothman trying to kind of find common ground, but with a person that I don't know if there's a whole lot of common ground to find with.
I think it's interesting from this standpoint, Luke, that, again, I've applied for jobs. You work there at UW. And for those who don't know, if you go online and apply for a job in the UW system, many, if not all, include a lengthy or short statement. Basically, and this is paraphrasing, saying that all minorities, women, so on and so forth, are encouraged to apply. Or if for certain jobs, it might say special consideration given for, particularly if it's a job where you're going to be working with a large, diverse population of students on campus. Mm-hmm. And that's put there for a reason, is that so many people who are not white males feel as if even when they have the degree, even when they have the experience, they apply for these jobs, but they never even get an interview.
They never get a call back.
Right. And so the statement is put on there to say, look, we're actually going to take a legit look at this. And I know people in the system who hire people, and it's very, like, if they put a requirement, let's say a bachelor's degree is required, mm-hmm. all right? Even if you have all kinds of experience and you have an associate degree, they're not even allowed to consider your application, because if they hired someone that didn't meet what they posted for, another person could sue them. It's all for legal purposes. So they've changed that, I think, to the benefit over the years, and made it said a bachelor's degree is preferred.
Yeah.
All right? And so they're trying to bring more people in. Now with this statement, you've completely undone that.
Yeah, it is. I think the UW system president is right in his remarks, but he's just not following through with what he's saying. The state of Wisconsin and the University of Wisconsin system as a whole should be attempting to be as inclusive as possible. And you can't do that while also eliminating questions and commitments to diversity, equity, and inclusion on your hiring process.
Yeah.
It's saying one thing and doing another. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined on a Thursday afternoon by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, that you can listen to Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Tomorrow is called Mathers and Todd in the Morning.
Not Luke and Todd or Alba and Mathers? You going first day one, last day the other?
Mathers and Toddy in the Morning.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to have to shake off the rust a little bit, because I haven't been behind the production. I got to launch your first show.
I know. We're going right back where it started, baby.
It'll be a callback. But folks, if you want to share a tangent with us on this Thursday afternoon, 844-967-2789. Dueling Tangents is going to be right back.
Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then, and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to IUPATDC7.com.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu, the bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High of 80 this afternoon, under mainly clear skies, southeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 55. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 70. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered showers Saturday and Sunday, 69. Saturday, 60. Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 77 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. You can download the Civic Media app. Take us with you on the go. You can jump from station to station. You can listen to Mad Radio 92.7. You can listen to The Shaw and Waukesha. Or you can listen to one of the many stations that Todd and the Todd Alba Show are on. WRCE, News from the Center, Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, or WLAK, Lake Air up in Amory. But download that Civic Media app so you can listen to any of our fine programming wherever you go. And joined on a Thursday afternoon by Todd Alba. And Todd, a lot of people online and in political circles are kind of, they're all talking about something that happened last night. And I don't typically tune in for Trump rallies. So therefore, I was not dialing into CNN's town hall last night. But it seems like a lot of people were, at least for, I don't know, if it was out of anger, if it was out of
curiosity.
That's good terminology.
Yeah. The accident of the freeway. Ooh.
Yeah, it's kind of right? What happens there? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I did not, and shockingly enough, I haven't seen a whole lot of clips. I wasn't on the social media as much as maybe normal today, but not seen a lot of clips, but saw a lot of people's reactions to the fact that it was happening. Your thoughts on CNN hosting and platforming the twice impeached and former president of the United States, Donald Trump.
Of course, the bipartisan commission for the Congress named Donald Trump as the instigator for the insurrection. Want to point that out as well.
Yes.
I did not watch the whole thing live. I had a rare dinner date. Just with a friend. My God, I wouldn't have a date. that would never happen these days. Anyway, and then I decided, should I go home and watch the start of this debacle? Or it was a beautiful night for a sunset. So I went down to the terrace here in Madison and watched the sunset. But I did DVR it. I watched about half of it last night. And then I also, more interestingly to me, I watched the post game on CNN. And poor Anderson Cooper is sitting there surrounded by Trump numbnuts. I'm not joking. Like three of these people, I had no idea who they were. No, never seen them before. Never heard of them. And what was as disturbing to me, Luke, it was the actual so-called propaganda town hall, was that they were allowing these Trump people to answer questions from Anderson Cooper and just give 90-second spiels for Trump. It was just weird. But my quick takeaways are, it's a disgrace that CNN, I've said this on our show, that if you have a Republican debate with all the candidates in another few months, you have to include him. If it's with Biden, if it's Biden v. Trump, which I think it will be at some point, you got to include him. But to give Trump at this point an unfettered 90 minutes on national cable news with, I mean, and God bless Caitlin Collins, But why don't you pick Christian Amanpour? Why don't you pick Anderson Cooper? Somebody with some news chops. But apparently they want to put Caitlin Collins in the primetime slot now on CNN. So they're trying to prop her up. Trump ran all over her. It was a debacle. It was indecent, in my opinion. But here are a couple of actual takeaways. Number one, for people to remember. Last night, Donald Trump took full credit for the Dobbs decision last year overturning Roe v. Wade. Mm-hmm. And so if you're a woman, if you're a man, if you're a person that's upset that women in Wisconsin no longer have legal access to reproductive health, including abortion for rape and incest, you can thank Donald Trump. He took full credit for that last night. Number two, he said that he would pardon almost all of those who have participated in J6 and the insurrection. I think his words were, there were a couple that got carried away, but the rest he would pardon.
Well, he said they were, one of the few clips that I saw from last night is that January 6, 2021 was a lovely day.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It was a lovely day. And that is whitewashing that 100% day out of American history. Like, unfortunately, there are a lot of people that are doing it, but that is insane for there not to be actual pushback on the former president that fomented that insurrection to be able to now call it more than 2 years later a beautiful day is just ridiculous.
It's an offense to all those law enforcement officers who gave their life or who died by suicide afterwards due to the events of that day. And for a former president and a party who claims to, quote unquote, back the badge. And then they're supporting insurrectionists who maimed and killed police officers. Number three, the debt ceiling. Trump last night said on the air that he would absolutely support and encourage Republicans to go ahead and default on raising the debt ceiling. And when Caitlin Collins pointed out that as president, he actually said that was a sacred ground. You shouldn't go there. And Caitlin Collins said, well, what's different now? He said, quote, I'm not president anymore.
Well, from his lips to God's ears, because a lot of his supporters still believe that he is
that's
somehow.
A great point. That's a great point, Luke.
That can be played over and over again for as far as I'm concerned. And that is an interesting dynamic that it seems like some people are like, oh, well, this is great for the content machine. We've got so much material now to use against Donald Trump that, like, we didn't know who this man was over the last 8-9 years that he's been in public life. Come on. Like, we know who Donald Trump is. There was an underestimating of Donald Trump that took place in 2016. And I think if individuals are going to excuse CNN platforming the former president that fomented this insurrection against the country, he tried to interrupt the peaceful transfer of power with violence.
Yes.
And the fact that he is getting this platform, as you noted, a 90-minute uninterrupted platform to say what he wanted with very little pushback because he just rolled over and said whatever he wanted. He was a bulldozer.
Yeah.
And for him to not receive that pushback and to receive this platform, it seems like a gift, but you can't underestimate. Oh, be like, oh, well, there's so much great content now that we can use against him in ads because
we know
who this guy is.
And once again, in my opinion, it validates him. It makes him seem more normal and put him back on these platforms. And also, Luke, last night, when he brought up E. Jean Carroll, and made fun of her last night. She's got another defamation lawsuit if she wants to go forward. The audience, which was overwhelmingly in favor of Trump, laughed. He treated rape like a comedy act. And the audience laughed. It was appalling.
Well, the E. Jean Carroll has now got $5 million, or we're soon to receive $5 million from those lawsuits. And it'll be interesting to see if she does seek more lawsuits for continued defamation, if this is the route that Donald Trump's going
to
take.
And disgusting for CNN and CEO Chris Licht to put this thing on the air just for ratings and money.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. We're going to be giving away a 4-pack to tomorrow night's Brewers game. Coming up next, stay tuned. This is Dueling Tangents across Civic Media.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the clock is running out on Title 42. That's the pandemic-era policy that allowed the U.S. to turn back migrants. But Mayorkas says the border is not opening.
Starting at midnight, People who arrive at our southern border will be subject to our immigration enforcement authorities under Title 8 of the United States Code.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in Japan for the G7 Economic Conference is talking about economic consequences if Congress fails to raise the debt limit.
We could see a rise in interest rates, drive up payments on mortgages, auto loans, and credit cards.
The suspect in the Natalie Holloway case will be extradited from Peru to the U.S.
Yoron Vandersloot remains the primary suspect after Alabama high school student Natalie Holloway disappeared while visiting Aruba with her classmates in 2005.
CBS's Wendy Gillette. Vandersloot faces extortion and wire fraud charges in connection with the murder. CBS News Brief.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. One of the two teenagers wanted for Fond du Lac's weekend triple shooting has turned himself in. The other suspect is still out there somewhere. A 20-year-old woman was killed and two people were injured Sunday. Efforts to make Wisconsin's parole system more transparent are moving ahead. Karen Kannenberg testified in favor of reforms at a state Senate committee hearing yesterday. She and her family only got 3 days' notice that her sister's killer was getting out of prison early last year.
This is not enough time, the 30 days. We need to have this change for 30 days. We had 3 days to try and do something about this.
Her sister was Johanna Balsewicz. Her husband stabbed her to death in 1997. The Republican bill aims to give crime victims new and enhanced rights. In sports, this year's NFL schedule is out. The Packers open at Chicago. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
How are you keeping your kids occupied this summer? River West Outdoor Educational Adventures offers activities featuring bike rides, canoeing, rock climbing, hiking, and more for kids in the greater Milwaukee area. They also offer these activities for adults, families, and groups.
This sounds awesome. How can we sign up?
To sign up or request more info, call River West Outdoor Educational Adventures at 414-263-4877. 414-263-4877.
Images are everywhere, on iPads, cell phones, or the cloud. In fact, everywhere but where you can find them. Mike Crivello Camera and Imaging Center has the solution to this problem. They're called pictures, and we print them right from our website. And you order them online at MikeCrivello's.com. And they look magnificent in your photo album.
Mike Crivello's world is a wonderful world of cameras.
It's not a picture till it's printed. 181st and Blue Mound.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. You can join us on the phone line. Share a tangent with us, 844-967-2789. And as teased earlier, we're giving away a four-pack to tomorrow night's Brewers game at American Family Field. The Brewers hosting the Kansas City Royals. You can catch the game across several Civic Media radio stations, WISS Oshkosh Air Support in the Fox Valley, as well as through the Driftless region on WRCE News from the Center. Or you can be a winner if you got the answer to this trivia question. If you can name the first Milwaukee Brewer to win season MVP. Brewer that won season MVP. Sorry, Todd, you're not eligible for the tickets.
Me, what, five guesses earlier today?
844-967-2789. If you can name the first Milwaukee Brewer to win the season MVP for the crew, you can be going with three friends or family members, acquaintances, whoever you want to take with you. It's a four-pack of tickets to tomorrow night's Brewers game, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. We thank Civic Media for the opportunity to give away these tickets. We're very excited. Hoping the crew can, you know, right the ship a little bit because we're on a little bit of a skid.
A little injury bug, but they just, a day of rest will do them some good. See, and if you're listening, let me just say this. These are not just your average seat. They're not out the bleachers, not up the nosebleed. These are club-level seats. You get your own entry, your own concessions area, padded seats, cushions, big-screen TVs. Even guys that come to your seat and deliver your concessions to you if you want.
Yeah, this is a pretty nice setup that AmFam Field's got now. Yeah, they're very nice seats.
Seriously, club-level, great tickets.
It is a terrific way to experience the game. If you can name the first Milwaukee Brewer to win season MVP, you will be going to the Brewers game with three other friends tomorrow. 844-967-2789. And, Todd, you know, if people want to share a tangent on another topic, they can as well.
Sure.
Because we've got the Packers
schedule came out released today. Yeah,
so there's more sports tangents there. One of the things I teased yesterday that I did not get to talk about in the show, so planned on talking about it today, and as we wait for Evan to help screen some of our callers to see if they've got the trivia answer we're looking for.
They're dialing in.
I'm going to share this tangent on Clarence Thomas.
Please do.
Because Harlan Crow...
I love this.
Received a letter. Harlan Crow is the Texas businessman. Yeah, he's got a weird admiration or collection, whatever you want to call it.
Fetish.
Yeah, that would be one way to describe it.
With Nazi memorabilia. Go ahead.
With a signed copy of Mein Kampf and statues of not just Adolf Hitler, but other 20th century dictators in his garden. It's just a strange way to decor your outdoor living space, but, you know, to each their own. But Harlan Crow received a letter from the Senate Judiciary Committee, and the letter, chaired by Dick Durbin, sent this letter to Harlan Crow asking him, because a previous letter sent last week from Dick Durbin and the U.S. Senate committee overseeing the judiciary to the Supreme Court kind of got a thanks but no thanks reply from the Chief Justice John Roberts. And so this committee sent a letter to Harlan Crow asking for him to voluntarily describe the gifts that he has given to Clarence Thomas over the years. Because due to ProPublica and other terrific outlets doing some more hard-hitting journalism than I think the Supreme Court beat has been subject to in years past, we found out a lot about some of the boxes on the tax forms that weren't checked and some of the private trips to Indonesia and the Adirondacks that were taken. And Harlan Crow, his attorney, Todd, used separation of powers as an excuse not to cooperate with the U.S. Senate's Judiciary Committee in looking into these activities. Right. Can you believe that? That the separations of powers extend to a Texas billionaire that helps fund the lifestyle of one of our Supreme Court justices. Did you know that?
I did not. I did not know that.
Just as the founders intended.
Right. It's ridiculous.
Just as the founders intended. I want to pull my hair out on this topic, Todd. Like, it is just baffling that this is, and we're waiting for U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein to get better. She is reportedly back in D.C.
Did you see her, the pictures of her yesterday? I mean, honest to goodness, that poor woman. It looks like a skeleton in a wheelchair.
She was there for several votes today, it sounds like. So there were some votes that she was present for. Some of the work on this Judiciary Committee was underway. But with her health in questionable regard,
yeah,
it is going to be difficult to see Dick Durbin and the Democrats in the U.S. Senate take any formidable stance to hold Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, John Roberts, any of these actors, Harlan Crow, accountable for the blatant ethics violations and probably illegal tax. I guess it would be tax fraud if they checked the boxes saying, "Oh no, there was no income," or "No, I didn't give you the info for who sold the property to." It's fascinating. 844-967-2789. We got a couple of callers on the line then. Let's head over. We got Brett from Cottage Grove calling in. Brett, you have an answer for our trivia question this afternoon.
I do. I was going to say Yount.
Unfortunately, it is not Robin Yount.
That was one of my guesses, Brett.
Okay, that's good. Because I couldn't use the tickets, so I was just going to pass them on.
Okay, so just trying to play a game of trivia just to play a game of trivia, huh, Brett?
I'd like to play along with you guys.
All right, you got another tangent for us on this Thursday afternoon?
No, going back to Trump's rally last night on CNN.
That's cool. Please do.
400-some people, and they were all MAGAs and Trump backers. It wasn't a town hall. It was a rally. And the thing he mentioned about the sexual thing or everything else, I never knew or everything else. Mm-hmm. Then he went on to talk about how she pushed him into a locker room or dressing room. Mm-hmm. But then he just jumped all over the host. He's like, God, CNN, what are you doing?
Yeah, that is an excellent point, Brett. CNN, what are you doing? Because it did feel like they were broadcasting and televising a Trump rally.
He called Caitlin Collins nasty. Called her nasty.
That's just one of the things that he just calls anybody that just pushes back.
Especially women.
Yes, I was going to say, specifically women. He refers to as nasty women if they show any inclination of disagreement with Donald Trump. Oh, you're nasty.
Right.
And it is a terrible approach to having a civilized conversation in the first place, but then going on and being able to present your point of view that way across national television it was disturbing. And again, that's why I didn't tune in for it, because I don't watch Trump rallies. And I didn't think that I was going to learn anything new that I didn't already know about the guy. And I feel like that's how a lot of people took it. But it is upsetting that CNN decided, you know what, for the ratings, for the money, we're going to do this.
Well, the quick backstory, of course, is that Chris Licht, who was at CBS and launched the new version of CBS This Morning with Charlie Rose, until he had a Me Too problem, to put it lightly. And then he went to the Colbert Show and ended up being the executive producer of Colbert. And now he's at CNN, was charged with turning the network around. And his new morning show there went to pot because of Don Lemon. And now he tried this approach last night with Caitlin Collins, trying to launch her in primetime, and decided to bring Trump in. And in my opinion, strictly for ratings and money. And it did a disservice to democracy.
That's what it felt like. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you got a tangent for us, or if you got an answer to our trivia question, giving away a 4-pack of Brewers tickets to tomorrow night's game hosting the Kansas City Royals, we are looking for the first Milwaukee Brewer to win a season MVP. Up next, we got Randy in Stoughton calling in. Randy, you got an answer for our trivia question?
You know, it wouldn't be fair because I had the same answer as the other gentleman, but in the meantime, I thought about it, and I know who it is, but I can't go anyway. I'm sorry. Oh. I can tell you off the air who it is.
we'll have to hold your answer. How about you just share your tangent with us, Randy, and we'll wait for the next caller to be able to see if they've got the correct answer.
Sure. Well, my tangent would be basically an infomercial last night for Donald Trump. It was really just disgusting stuff, you know? I'm disappointed CNN would afford him that opportunity.
Did you watch it last night, Randy? Did you see any of it?
Yeah, I saw excerpts of it online later on.
What did you find most offensive? What was the most offensive thing to you?
Well, how he treated the lady running the...
Caitlin Collins.
Calling her nasty and all that. It was like flashbacks of Hillary. I'm like, come on. He's still getting away with this stuff?
Yeah, it was one thing in 2016 before he had a lot of time spent on the national stage, but now, 7 years later, it's pretty upsetting to believe that a cable television network would platform the twice impeached former insurrectionist president. Folks, 844-967-2789. If you do have an answer for our Brewers trivia question and can go to the game, we're giving away a 4-pack of tickets to tomorrow night's game against the Kansas City Royals. 844-967-2789. We are looking for the first Milwaukee Brewer to win season MVP. We got Lynn from Oconomowoc calling in. Lynn, do you got an answer for our trivia question today?
Raleigh Fingers?
There we go. We got a winner.
Ding, 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 ding.
Congratulations, Lynn. Yeah, it was, I believe, the fifth guest that Todd had. So congratulations. We're sending you and three others to the Milwaukee Brewers game tomorrow night. Thanks to Civic Media. For everybody else in the listening audience, you can listen to the game that Lynn will be at on Oshkosh Air Support and WRCE News from the Center. Lynn, you got a tangent to share with us on this Thursday afternoon as well?
Well, I'm on my way to Kewaskum to a track meet.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It.
It's a great night. Is it a child, a grandchild, a niece, a nephew, a friend?
My granddaughter runs the 100 and then the 400 relay and the long jump.
So that's pretty great. Exciting. My godson's used to do the 100 and 400 too.
Meet of the season.
Last, wow. But see, you got to be there at the beginning and the end, right? Because the relay is one of the last things of the night. So you got to be in there for the whole thing. Luke was over helping out with the track meet the other night.
Yeah, I was doing that on Friday night last week, working a track meet down in Edgerton. So it is that time of year. Yeah. High school sports are in full swing. You can listen to high school sports across Civic Media. We're doing terrific coverage up in Bull Falls Radio for Wausau and around the state on other local Civic Media stations as well. The spring season is coming to an end with those final track meets and final, I believe baseball still goes on for some time now.
Softball, but, yep.
Yep. So we appreciate you, Lynn. Stay tuned with Evan. He's going to get your information. Folks, if you want to share a tangent with us, 844-967-2789. But really, it's just the Harlan Crow. Well, you can't actually ask me these questions. Separations of power.
And our friend, you know how much I enjoy tangents, but you know I also enjoy Matt Flynn Direct. And Matt was talking about this a couple days ago, or maybe it was yesterday. You know, the Congress asked the Supreme Court, they got to say, look, you got to have some ethics here. And they said, well, we already did it. Like 6 days before, they passed this kind of shoddy, oh, sure, we got ethics. We've got ethics.
They signed a letter saying, oh, yeah, we all will uphold ourselves to our own ethical standards.
Right.
It's like, we're not going to share what those are. Yeah.
Right.
We still don't know who leaked the Dobbs decision last year.
Thank you very much. I was going to ask you this. What's your thought on this? And we'd be interested in people calling in, give us your thoughts as well. Matt brought this up. I agree with him. There's somebody inside the Supreme Court, because ProPublica just didn't all of a sudden discover all this stuff. Someone is feeding them some stuff, whether it's in the Supreme Court, whether it's in Congress. There's somebody on the inside.
You think there's a deep throat in the Supreme Court?
Well, I won't go there today. But I'll take the number.
That's what you're indicating, Todd. It's that there's somebody on the inside feeding this information, during the Woodward and Bernstein finding out Watergate.
I'm not the only, like I say, Matt touched on this, other people have touched on this, that there appears to be, I mean, ProPublica is a great organization, don't get me wrong, but it seems weird that it's just one story after another after another.
This is what I'll say. I'm not going to say that that's not probable or possible. But I don't think the same person that leaked the Dobbs decision is the person leaking this, because
I agree.
I think Alito or somebody in Alito's office, one of his clerks, I think, leaked the Dobbs decision.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to make sure that he kept the other, still pretty conservative but less conservative than him, members of the U.S. Supreme Court from changing their decision on, and Roberts did effectively change his decision. It was a 6-3 decision when Dobbs got leaked, and then it was 5-4 later on. And so if one more of those Supreme Court justices was a little more shaky and didn't get scared away from that leak, Dobbs could have been ruled a different way. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. We got one more segment left in the day. Congratulations to Lynn and Oconomowoc going to the Brewers game. You can listen to the Brewers on Oshkosh Air Support and News from the Center. Share your tangent with us, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
If you love to spend time in the kitchen, elevate your cooking game with a pantry full of premium hemp products from Mary Jane's Hemp Shop in Waukesha. Mary Jane sells flights of Himalayan sea salts, raw sugar flights, local raw honey, and just in time for summer, a variety of salt rubs for meat and grilling. Not sure how to use the products in your own kitchen? Check out Mary Jane's YouTube channel for ideas and recipes. Elevate your cooking game at Mary Jane's Hemp Shop, 335 West Main Street, Waukesha, or online at MaryJanesPantry.shop.
Tens of thousands of Wisconsinites live with a debilitating chronic disease called lupus. Build awareness and raise funds by challenging your friends and family to register today for the 21st annual Walk to End Lupus, Now Milwaukee. The walk will take place on the morning of May 13th at beautiful Hoyt Park in Wauwatosa. Adult registration is just $30 and children under 15 are $20. Prices will increase after May 10th, so make sure you sign up now. To pre-register, go to lupuswi.org or call 414-443-6400.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 55 tonight under partly cloudy skies. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 70. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow night. 53. Overcast. Overcast skies Saturday with highs in the upper 60s. Chance for scattered showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 77 degrees.
Oh, 92.7 WMDX.
If it keeps on raining, love is gonna break. If it keeps on raining, love is gonna break.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Todd Alba. You can join us on the phone line for this final segment, 844-967-2789. But you only get to participate if you're at least answering our questions. But we got CJ and Stoughton calling in. CJ, do separations of power extend to a Texas businessman billionaire? Or is that kind of a nonsense question?
Well, I think the claims go all different directions. And there is a separation of powers.
So Congress has a separation of power against a Dallas businessman.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg testified about it and claimed that, yes, there is a true separation of power. So,
But CJ, can you explain to me how the separation between hang on, CJ, I got a question. Can you explain to me how the separation between the legislature, Congress, and the judiciary, the Supreme Court, extends to an individual that has obviously close ties with a member of the U.S. Supreme Court, but is not a member of the judiciary? Can you please explain to me how Harlan Crow can be like, well, you can't ask me questions because separation of powers?
Well, if they really cared about it, they'd use a subpoena to bring him and testify, but you know, are you guys living April Fool's Day? You know, Mayorkas says the border's not open. Have you seen pictures of that success? That's a tangent for you guys if you want to discuss a real issue today.
I would love that Congress would come together and pass comprehensive immigration reform, CJ, but Republicans in Congress in 2017 and Democrats attempted to do it, and former President Donald Trump said no. I really like this as a midterm issue and tanked the deal.
CJ, I'll tell you this. I used to work for a Republican member of Congress, Scott Klug, and I handled immigration issues for 4 years. I went down to the immigration office in Milwaukee, and then the director of the Wisconsin office for Senator Herb Kohl, Eve Galanter, and I, one Republican, one Democrat, met with immigration officials, and they've told us point blank range. Congress, both Republican and Democrat, don't appropriate enough money for the correct agents or the correct procedures and the paperwork and the computers to handle it all. I've also been to the U.S. Embassy in El Salvador and stood in line and watched the lack of respect and the lack of staffing at the embassies on the ground. If you want to fix immigration, you have to go and fix the conditions at the places where people are coming from. That's actually, because I actually have experience in this. That's what you have to do.
Yeah. But, you know, that's a pretty complex answer, in that it would actually address the problem rather than just using the problem for political purposes. Folks, you can share a tangent with us here on Dueling Tangents, 844-967-2789. And one more quick here before we go to our last tangent of the day. We got Mark from Prairie du Sac calling in. Mark, what's on your mind today?
Well, so CJ, try to answer the question that you've been posed to rather
well,
than...
Well, he did answer it, Mark. He did say that they should subpoena, and I don't disagree with that notion. I think that the U.S. Senate committee should absolutely subpoena Harlan Crow. They tried to go the nice route first and send a letter to have him cooperate willingly, but if he's not going to do that, I just think it's comical that this billionaire thinks that, oh, I can use the excuse of separation of powers to get out of this.
No, the Congress certainly has the right to question the Supreme Court. I mean, that's part of, you know, they're not questioning the Supreme Court's power in this particular case. Just saying that we need to find out what's going on because Congress does have the power to regulate the courts. I mean, that is right within our laws.
Absolutely, because along with separation of powers is checks and balances. I think that sometimes gets lost in the schoolhouse rock of things. But, you know, you've got checks and balances are just as important as separation of powers. And if there are a runaway of ethical questions, it is absolutely within the means of Congress to use its checks and balances to do oversight over the U.S. Supreme Court. Appreciate the tangent, Mark. 844-967-2789. This is the final tangent of the day, Todd.
That's a great one.
Yeah, it is a good one. I think there may be somebody losing Uncle of the Year award out of this one, because I swear, if this happened with me and either of my nephews or my niece, I think my sister and my brother would be pretty upset with me.
You'd be canceled?
I would definitely no longer be responsible for watching their kids on the camping trip, but a Wisconsin boy lost for 2 days in Michigan Park, prayed he wouldn't spend the rest of his life in the woods. This is reported over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, originally over at the Associated Press, though. And the quote from the 8-year-old boy, Nante Nimai,
I believe
is how the last name's pronounced. So my uncle, he said, go back to the camp. And I couldn't say, I don't know the way back to the camp, because he'd already turned around and left.
Aw, poor kid.
From the kid's account, he spent 2 nights in the Porcupine Mountains up on the UP, which area I know pretty familiar. Mm-hmm. I go up there every year for pretty much my entire life.
It's dense.
And there's a lot of woods. It's pretty easy to get lost and turn around up there in the woods. But I think my sister would just have my rear end in a sling if I just decided, you know, to point in one direction and then walk off before I knew that my nephew was in the right spot. But your thoughts on this little guy
found? I feel bad for the kid. You got to feel for the poor uncle. I mean, he probably obviously didn't mean for that to happen. But I've got two nieces, a couple of godsons, and probably should have been a little bit more diligent in making sure. 8 years old, was he?
Yes, 8 years old. He was an 8-year-old Wisconsin boy. He spent 2 days lost in the Porcupine Mountains. There was a search party of like 150, yeah. I believe, yep. That went out and found him.
And I believe of the story I read, he covered up, he was a smart kid though, he covered up with pine bough branches and leaves to keep warm and ate fresh snow.
Yeah.
So he had some survival, maybe some Boy Scout or Cub Scouting, but he knew what to do.
He was putting two and two together and he kept himself safe until found by the search party 2 days later.
In a related story, this is totally true, a woman was also stranded, I believe in California, in her car and kept herself alive on wine and lollipops. I'm not making that up. She had a bottle of wine and lollipops.
Did she have to go for more than 2 days, too? Or?
It was a good, yeah.
It was a good amount of time?
Oh, it was a good amount of time.
Oh, jeez.
A bottle of wine and lollipops. It sounds like a party at Luke's house. Right there. That's a true story. So survival. Depending on whether you're an 8-year-old kid or a middle-aged woman with wine and lollipops, you got to get her done.
Life finds a way, as Jurassic Park likes to say. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. Really appreciate Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, joining me for this Thursday afternoon. Looking forward to joining you.
Tomorrow morning, it's Mathers and Alba in the morning. Stay tuned, 8 until 11.
Yes, on WRCE News from the Center, WLAK Lake Air, and WXCO Bull Falls Radio. Folks, if you missed any portion of this edition of Dueling Tangents, you can check out the website for our podcast, civicmedia.us. Dueling Tangents, go to the podcast. You can also find us on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you find your fine podcasts. Appreciate all of our callers. Stay tuned to Civic Media Programming. We're giving away Brewers tickets all through the end of this week for this upcoming weekend series with the home series against the Kansas City Royals. So you still got some more opportunities to win if you did not get to today, like Lynn from Oconomowoc did. But we're excited to give those tickets away. The crew returns on Oshkosh Air Support and News from the Center tomorrow. We'll talk to you later.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com. You are listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.